You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Control-Alt-Delete. I'm Matt.
I'm Ben.
And I'm Henry.
And we got some great music for you today, including some Halloween music, because as hopefully all of you know, it is Halloween. So happy Halloween to all you people out there.
Ruin your teeth tonight, little kids.
Right, that's what it's all about, right?
Because speaking of which, we have an amazing PSA lined up for you.
Oh, right.
Which we will get to in a little bit.
Yes, it has to do with brushing your teeth.
So wait, I have a
dental hygiene, very important.
So after today, is it okay to play Christmas music? Is that an okay thing to do, or is it just not?
No.
Okay, when do I have to wait?
All Wegmans, Walgreens, Kroger's, Whole Foods, Targets, any other chain store will disagree with that statement. They will begin playing Christmas
music immediately.
That is probably
true.
Yeah, no, it's fair game after Halloween.
Basically.
And then soon the snow will set in.
Go get those sweet deals.
Oh.
Sweet, sweet Halloween candy deals and just ruin your teeth, kids. So many.
For all the college students, all the candy goes on sale immediately after Halloween. So go hit up like Walgreens, anywhere selling Halloween candy.
There's a Dollar Tree down the hill, I think.
Yeah, there is. And there's a Wawa, too. Might have to hit up the Wawa.
Oh, yeah.
Get some discount candy.
Yeah. Assuming they sell, like, discount candy because they're kind of like a
That's
high end gas station, right?
Yeah.
You know, Don't talk about it in that light. The Wawa is a beautiful,
creature. I know, but, like, they're like, equivalent to, like, I don't know, like a Shell or ExxonMobil in Tennessee.
It's equivalent to heaven.
I went to Wawa the other day because I was looking for I was cooking. I cooked with Brian the other night
and you almost set Watson Hall on fire.
The fire alarm went off because Brian and I
frying some sausage.
We burnt the sausage. Anyways, I went to Wawa because I was looking for sage. They don't have sage at Wawa.
Do they have like, other
hit me
spices
up.
Though?
I have a whole bunch of spices. I got a shipment from my aunt out in Maine.
You cook, Ben?
No, but she sent me a whole bunch of like pasta and like all this dried food, like instant mashed potatoes. And you know, I can't cook. So if either of you want to like help me out, hit me up and we can go cooking.
You heard it here, folks. Hit up Ben Soulier. And if you would like to cook some pasta or instant mashed potatoes.
That sounds good. I'll definitely help you out eat some of that food.
No problem.
So yeah, so no sage at Wawa.
No sage at Wawa.
I don't know what I was expecting. We actually ended up using fresh sage. We went, if you're from the area, which I assume you are because you're listening to the show, or you're listening online.
Or you're listening online.
But if you're from the area, you should check out the Easton Public Market because it's really nice. And that's where we got our sage.
I love the Easton Public Market. If you have not been there, please check it out. They have so many good restaurants.
Mm-hmm. Great crepe restaurant.
Great barbecue restaurant. And this is coming from a Nashvillian from Tennessee.
Wow.
Retweet.
They have great pizza restaurant. They've got a great Egyptian restaurant. A great
Italian.
I don't think they have Italian.
It's pizza.
It is pizza, but it's not like Italian. It's just like they have like a.
They make a good margarita pizza.
Yeah.
If I do say so myself.
And then there's also, they have a good like little market area. I got the sage and we got the lemons and the stuff for the salad. And then there's a really nice cheese shop there too. We got Parmesan there.
Cheese.
So. Highly recommend you guys check it out. Really good.
Let's get to the music.
All right. I'm sure we're already almost 4 minutes in. We haven't played any songs. I'm sure you guys are all
itching
on the edge of your seats.
Just waiting to hear what we have in store.
Right. Okay. So, who wants to announce our first song?
Not me.
I can do it. I have it pulled up in front of me.
Okay.
Our first song is called Not About Love by Aluna George off their album, I Remember.
Right. And so, special announcement for this song. I don't know if he's listening, but this one goes out to my brother because I asked him if he had any suggestions and he suggested this song. So, if it's bad, you can blame him.
Is it clean?
I will.
Did we check it?
No, it's clean.
Okay, good.
But yeah, I think it's good too. But if you don't like it personally, you can blame him because I'm not sure if he's listening now, but if he is, he'll probably text me in about 20 seconds after the delay is up. But all right, so here's our first song, Not About Love by Aluna George.
You're a hand that I had to pay, and you took me all away. Made me lose more than I could.
Keep popping up.
All right, you just heard Not About Love by Aluna George and The Kids Don't Stand a Chance by Vampire Weekend.
And, oh, I'm a little bit too loud. That one goes out to Brian, who suggested that song.
Yeah, I would turn all our mics down.
Yeah, I'm going to turn the mics down a little bit. All right.
Now I think you're a little bit too low.
Now we're a little too low. All right. There we go. And then we're good. If you're listening and you have any of our numbers and it doesn't sound good, just text us and we'll fix it.
Please text us. We're very lonely in here. Or call. Our phone number is 610-330-5316. That is 610, the area code of Eastern Pennsylvania, 330-5316. Yeah. Please call. We may or may not pick up.
We might. We probably
We probably will.
We probably will pick up, but we might not put you on the air. We don't know about that.
We're going to put you on the air. We'll talk to you for a little bit, see what kind of person you are, kind of gauge your personality.
That is my job. I will do the interviews
Ben will do the interviews here.
The phone's over there, so you might want to move if we do that.
Okay.
I think we should move over here.
We should for real do that for a week. Maybe people can call. You can call in right now, but we should.
You can call it. 610-330-5316. All right. Should we go to the next song?
All right. Okay. Yeah. So, Ben.
What?
What's the next song?
Wait, really quick. You wanted to give a shout out, Matt, I believe.
I did. That was Brian's song. And I think the next...
Wait a minute. Attention, Henry.
Brian suggested that one. He suggested 1901, which we're going to play later. I think those are the only two that I took from him. But yeah, so shout out to Brian. I don't think he listens to the show. But he might this
what
week.
What a tell travesty. Him he gets a travesty indeed. Everyone should listen to the show. So if you are currently listening, you are an amazing person and do not let anyone tell you otherwise.
Yeah, I'm not sure if my brother's listening because he hasn't texted me.
Okay.
But. But
oh, his twin brother.
Nonetheless, let's get it going with some more music, shall we? All right.
Wait, what's the next song, though? I still don't know. You're moving it around. It says Houdini from Foster the People. Is that right?
Correct. That is correct. Okay, so yeah. Let's give it a go.
We are professionals. We have been trained by WJRH.
OT.
And we're back. All right, so that was L.A. Devotee by Panic at the Disco.
And Houdini by Foster the People.
There you go. All right. So, remember earlier today we hinted towards a very special Halloween PSA. So we're going to go ahead and do that one right now. All right.
So, all you got to do is just turn it on and press play.
Oh, boy. All right.
CD1. And yeah.
Yep. One for...
And then play. No, wrong one.
Oh,
there
boy.
You go. There you go.
All right. It's my first time on the board, if you couldn't tell.
Technical difficulties is always the case. That happens all the time.
I'm the only one who has not messed up on the board yet.
That's because you're the one who hasn't operated
done
yet.
The board.
That still means I haven't messed up.
Well.
You never miss none of the shots you never take.
True. All right. So let's get it going.
You're so annoying.
Stop copying me.
Copying me.
Mom, tell her to stop copying me.
Their
mics
are still on.
Stop copying me.
Kids will spend 10 minutes copying everything their sibling says.
You're such a
doofus.
How about 2 minutes to brush their teeth? Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org.
Definitely make your kids brush their teeth tonight.
The time.
Mom!
A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ag Council.
Candy they're going to eat tonight.
Okay, what are you wearing right now?
Nothing.
That's right. So mommy's going to teach you how to dress yourself. Underwear always comes first, name tag at the back, then pants, then shirt. Get the first button in the right hole or you have to start all over. Socks go in first, then shoes, right on right, left on left. With shoelaces, just take the ends, cross them over, switch the loops, the rabbit goes down the hole, pull tight, and you're left with bunny ears. Got it? Why are your pants on your head?
Most parenting is hard to do in just 2 minutes. But 2 minutes twice a day, making sure they brush their teeth, is easier, and it could help save them from a lifetime of tooth pain. Visit 2min2x.org to find out more. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ag Council.
Sweet.
Okay, Simon. Do one more. What are you wearing right now?
Why not?
Nothing.
That's right. And what do people normally wear?
Clothes.
Exactly. So now mommy's going to teach you how to dress yourself. Clothes keep us warm, they look good, and if we go out without them, the neighbors will talk. So it's important to know how to get dressed. Here's how it's done. Underwear always comes first, name tag at the back, then pants, then shirt. Get the first button in the right hole, or you have to start
over. If you're
wearing a tie, it goes over, round, round, through, and pull tight. Tuck your shirt
into
your pants and zip up your
fly. So we're going to cut it.
Socks go in first, then shoes right on right.
All right, so in summary, brush your teeth.
Definitely in summary.
2 minutes a day.
Yeah, it's optional. Just kidding. No, you need to brush your teeth. It's kind of nasty if you don't.
Tooth decay is a problem. Don't become a statistic.
Right. Because that...
Don't not take the shots you never attempt, whatever I just said earlier.
Just brush your teeth, especially tonight after Halloween.
All right. Make and miss all shots you don't take.
Yeah.
It's like Schrodinger's cat. It is both alive and dead at the same time.
But technically, I've made and not made all of my shots.
Okay, this is too philosophical for me right now.
All right, so moving on. Next song.
1901 by Phoenix. This is an amazing song. I love it a lot.
I'll be the judge of that.
All right, so...
You're going to like it, Ben.
Let's give it a go.
Ideas drifting away.
You just heard 1901 by Phoenix. That was a good song.
I love that song so much. The album cover art for that is really cool too. It's got like a Zeppelin and it's like dropping bombs or something. I don't know, I just like it a lot.
It is cool. All right, yeah, so that was from Phoenix's album entitled Wolfgang Amadeus Phoenix. And it's another one that comes from my friend Brian. So
I also wanted to give a quick shout out to IG Bacher, who just tuned in right now.
Oh, nice. All right.
Just get a Snapchat from him. Just, like, tuned in. All right,
sweet. Yeah, so if you're listening, let us know. If you know us personally, you know, let us know. We like to hear that. All right, so...
Ooh, can I announce this one?
You can.
Awesome. This next song, it's called Jackie and Wilson by Hozier or Hozier, depending on if you... like the French pronunciation or not. I love this song. It's great. Hope you enjoy.
All right, here we go.
Yeah. looking up from a cigarette, and she's already left. I start digging up the art for what's left of me in our little vignette.
And we're back. All right. That was a great song, Henry.
Yeah, you just heard Year Zero by Moon Taxi, along with Jackie and Wilson by Hozier, or Hozier, whichever. Next song up, Ben, what do we got?
We have Pay No Mind from, I can't even,
Madion.
Passion Pit. I recognize Passion Pit. Don't recognize
Madion is amazing.
You say that about every artist.
I know, but I mean it for every artist that I say it for. And that's the truth. I love this guy. All his music is great. It's kind of weird. Ben, I don't think you would really like the rest of his stuff because it's like really electronic. But if you're into that kind of thing, definitely check him out.
I am, so I will definitely check that out. I've never heard this song before. I'm very excited.
For the rest of us with culture.
Okay, then. I think we should just play this song.
All right, so here we go. That was Pay No Mind by Madione and Passion Pit.
Madione and Passion Pit. All right, so right now we have a great PSA thing that we found for you. We're probably going to need to find the right track. I don't think the one we've queued up is the right one.
Oh, well, while you guys figure that out, I'd like to point out that Maddion or whatever.
Yeah.
He's just a wannabe Darude.
Okay, then. I'd like to also point out that the PSA we're about to play, every single track in here is about registering for the Selective Service. In various different ways. Like, there's one in a cafeteria about, like, kids, do you like each other? Or, like, no, it's like, do you like Trevor or something like that? And there's like, kinda. Maybe you shouldn't because he doesn't have a driver's license. And they're just like, what? Anyways, all right, let's just play a random track and see if we can find this one called Forget About It.
We're gonna start off with track 6. Is that
yeah.
track 6? All right.
Yeah.
You both signed up for the Selective Service, right?
Yeah, of course. We had to get if you.
Did you know that all young men must register with the Selective Service System within 30 days of their 18th birthday? It's a good thing to know because those who don't register aren't eligible for student aid, federal jobs, or job training programs. They also can't obtain a driver's license in most states. But another good thing to know is how simple it is to register. Just visit sss.gov on your computer or smartphone. It only takes about 30 seconds.
Just gonna pull one in there.
It's quick, no, but it's easy, this is useful. It's the law.
It actually is very necessary to register, so please do.
The world men's record for the fastest registration with the Selective Service System remains under dispute. 18-year-old Dwayne G. of Cleveland claims to have registered online in a lightning-fast 18 seconds. But Ernesto Q. from L.A. says he beat that time by a full tenth of a second on his smartphone with one hand tied behind his back. This may take a while to settle.
You've heard of the law of gravity, right? Like,
yes.
You like Miguel?
Maybe.
He has nice eyes.
He does.
And a nice smile.
Yes.
But he doesn't have...
What?
A driver's license.
Oh.
Of course, Jose is also nice.
Yes.
And he's very smart.
If you turn 18 and don't register with the Selective Service System, you can't get a license in most states. Register today at sss.gov on your computer or smartphone. It's quick. It's easy. It's the law.
One more.
Which
number should I do?
Just do the next one.
Actually, it's the same one, but it's bad.
do the next
no one. No habla español.
Woohoo! All right!
What is it?
I got into state.
Yes! What's the other letter?
Oh, no!
If you're a young man and fail to register with Selective Service within 30 days of your 18th birthday, you will not be eligible for financial aid.
No.
To register, visit sss.gov on your computer or smartphone. It's quick, it's easy, and it's the law.
There's one really funny one.
Well, no, it doesn't matter. They should just make the argument, sign up for the Selective Service. Everyone else has to do it. You should, too.
Yes, please do. Also, I would like to point out the way that they describe some of the people, or like the voices in this little pamphlet that comes with the CD. Dad is a gruff man, a few words. The VO is an upbeat regular guy. And then there's other ones like, heroic sports anthem played. Just, I love the descriptions in this thing. That's so funny.
All right.
Very cool, deep African-American voice. Music. Urban.
Should we?
Yeah.
All right. So, next song. Did you want to do the Panic song?
Nah, you got it.
It's not.
You got it.
No, but it's.
You got it.
But it's not
Matt's
on.
Yeah, we're good. It. You got it.
Matt's got
you
it.
You got it.
It's not on the playlist.
It's not.
That's why I'm asking if you want to.
Wait, what?
Before we jump into the Halloween music.
But it is.
It is on the playlist.
It is on the playlist. Is your computer just dumb?
What number is it?
It's. I don't know what number. Spotify does not have numbers.
Actually, no. Henry can't count past the number 3. He's not denying it.
I am denying that. I deny every part of that statement.
It just
what comes after 3,
I refreshed
sir.
It, and it appeared. So
there we go. It's right beneath panel mind.
Sir, what number comes after 3?
4.
What? Oh, I didn't ask what the nearest whole number. You had to keep going in between.
Wait, what's the... 21 thing.
Vine's dead along with that meme.
Anyways, should we move on to the next song?
R.I.P. and Pepperoni Vine. All right. Nearly Witches by Ever Since We Met. Nearly Witches, Ever Since We Met by Panic at the Disco. There we go. I got to write that second.
This is our second song by Panic at the Disco. That's probably the only band that we can all agree on that is good.
Yeah.
Because Ben hates everything.
I do not hate everything. I like good music. And everything that's not good music is not good music.
You hear that? Everybody must listen to Ben's opinion because Ben's opinion is the only opinion that matters.
Well, right. I only know of my existence and my reality. You don't know what I know. You weren't there.
All right, anyway, so here is Nearly Witches by Panic at the Disco.
Set of marching clocks, the slumbering apparitions that they've come to wake up. Here I am composing a burlesque out of where they rest their necks, sunken in their splintered cradles and ramshackle heads. They ask for it. As a girl, you would have set your heart. Never silent.
Jinx, you owe me a soda. That was Nearly Witches, Ever Since We Met by Panic! Exclamation point at the Disco. Or if you're a mathematician, Panic Factorial at the Disco.
Oh, that was... Oh, so well funny. Played, sir.
So funny.
Well played.
I am the pun master. All right. Next songs. All right, here we go. We're getting into some incredible... Oh, yes. I didn't see that you added that one. We have some amazing classic Halloween music.
I'll be the judge of that.
I mean, it's not really up to you. It's fact that these are classic Halloween songs. Would you like to introduce the first one?
Oh, I'm not a fan of this. I like the other ones. I like the last one. Fine. The one that we have next is This Is Halloween from The Citizens of Halloween?
Uh-huh. Yep, from The Nightmare Before Christmas. That's a classic Tim Burton movie. Definitely check it out if you have not seen it.
Or just don't, because it's... I don't get it. I don't get the point.
Ben has very contradictory opinions to almost everything.
That is not true. I agree with freedom and the idea of America.
He says as he salutes. All right. Here we go.
All right. So, yeah, let's get it going.
Halloween, 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 Hallo
working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast, the ghouls all came from their humble abode to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Drax's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool, Drax's a part of the band, and my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Boris sent you.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And you my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
Mash good!
Igor, you impetuous young boy!
Mash good!
Monster mash! Monster mash!
You just heard This Is Halloween by the Citizens of Halloween from The Nightmare Before Christmas, as well as Monster Mash by Bobby Boris Pickett and other people that I cannot see right now.
And the Crypt Kickers.
And the Crypt Kickers.
Classic.
Yeah.
Nice.
Got two more awesome songs for you guys, and we'll wrap it up. Anybody want to introduce?
Not me, I don't know.
Ben, you want to introduce? I have it right here.
No, I don't. Yes. I want Matt to do it.
All right,
do it, Matt.
Okay,
do it.
So our next song is Purple Peeper.
See?
Purple People Eater.
Specifically, the one-eyed, one-horned, flying Purple People Eater.
By Sheb Wooley.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go.
Well, I saw the thing coming out of the sky. It had a one long horn. One big eye, like a Mr. Shaking in the city. It looks like a purple people eater to me. It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. Sure looks strange to me.
One-eyed.
Well, he came down to earth and he lit in a tree. I said, Mr. Purple People Eater, don't eat me. I heard him say in a voice so gruff,
I wouldn't eat you, cause you're so tough.
It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. Sure looks strange to me.
One horn?
I said, Mr. Purple People Eater, what's your line? He said, eating purple people, and it sure is fine. But that's not the reason that I came to land.
Get a job in a rock and roll band.
Well, bless my soul, rock and roll, flying purple people eater, pigeon toed undergrowth, flying purple people eater.
We wear short shorts.
Friendly little people eater, what a sight to see.
Hey!
And then he swung from the tree and he lit on the ground. And he started to rock, really rocking around. It was a crazy ditty with a swinging tune.
Sing a bop, bop, a boop, a lap, a loom, bam, boom.
Hey, bless my soul, I can go flying purple people eater. Pigeon toad, undercoat, flying purple people eater. What a sight to see.
Purple people.
Really went on his way. And then what do you know, I saw him last night on a TV show. He was blowing it out, really knocking him dead. Playing rock and roll music through the horn in his head.
All right, and we're back. So that was Purple People Eater by Shub Wooley.
Featuring Alvin from Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Apparently so.
All right, last song of the day, guys. Happy Halloween for everybody.
It's been a good show today.
Ben, you are introducing this one.
Am I? It yeah, is a Thriller from Michael Jackson.
Yeah,
actually
yes.
A classic.
Actually a classic.
All right.
Thank you.
close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell. Stenches in the air, the funk of 40,000 years, and grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver, for no immortal can resist the evil of the thriller.
And we're back. And what a way to end the show.
I love that song so much. Music video, classic music video, classic song, classic everything. Michael Jackson is a legend.
Nice.
All right. Happy Halloween to everyone who's celebrating.
Definitely keep your teeth safe. Eat a lot of candy. Go to the dentist. Give them some money because they need the money because dentists, I don't know.
Give who money?
They don't. The dentists.
I think dentists are doing most.
I think that, yeah, they are doing. They're doing pretty fine, but definitely you're going to get some cavities if you eat a lot of candy tonight.
Definitely true. All right.
You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania.
I'm Matt.
I'm Ben.
And I'm Henry.
And this is Control-Alt-Delete, logging off.